the 9-4 shot. Smith and Wesson, and we do it like this. When the boom spot glows,
yo, we gotta keep it moving.
When the shorties act up,
hey, yo, we gotta keep it moving.
When the Philly get hot,
straight up, we gotta keep it moving.
When shit just ain't right,
yo, we gotta keep it moving.
Who's that knocking at my door?
Ooh, I hope it's a friend of me, cause we at war with the enemy. We keep eyes out for spies, out in our cipher. I'll man trife. If I take a life, then I'ma die a life.
Yes, welcome to the Game Manx Podcast. This is the official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com. And this is episode 206. Today is May 21st, 2013. And I'm your host, Brooklyn, coming to you live from Atlanta, U.S. to the A. And we have Scatino, a.k.a. Scat, coming to you live from Manchester, United Kingdom.
What up?
UK.
Killer track, by the way.
Oh, right? Oh,
hell
my God.
Yeah. Turn that shit off. To be a man, the plan is never to sit where I lay my head to rest
at night. Let my guns fight under my pillow or right near me. Night, yeah. Scare me, but what happens at night got me. It's such a great album. I was actually playing this in my car the other day, and I was so hyped. And then I was like, yo, damn, this came out in... came out a while back, right? Maybe 06, 07? 08, maybe? It's been out for a long time, but it's like, there's nothing even coming out now that's this hot. It's crazy. But I thought it was a really apt song to play, just considering what would just happen with the Xbox One announcement. Keep it moving. I mean, honestly, that's what's going to have to happen here. And is that all sorts of play on words? I think one is Microsoft has to keep it moving, right? They have to keep the trying to gain some momentum.
Yeah.
And we're keeping it moving to E3. Like, right now, you know, we know we're going to talk about Xbox One pretty much exclusively because that's really the hot topic of the day, week, probably the rest of the month. And yeah, so I don't know, man. We just, I think literally 20 minutes ago, maybe 30 minutes ago, the press conference, so the next Xbox reveal event happened, right?
Yeah.
So here we are, and let's just get to it, man. I just, you know, I'm just like, whatever. Like, I am totally unimpressed and not planning to buy an Xbox. That's where I'm at right now. I mean, honestly, you know, I was just like, none of the stuff that really they talked about was like up my alley, you know? I mean, let's just take it from the top, right? So first, what did they do? They announced the name, which was the Xbox One. And I was like, okay, I guess, you know. I don't really hate it. I don't really love it either. So that's not a bad thing, right? You know, indifference, you know. It's all right. I can maybe learn to like it, you know. I saw some people on the chat, the Microsoft, the Xbox chat on Twitch was talking about, why don't they just call it the X One? Oh, you sent me a file?
Yeah.
Let's see. How do I pull that up? I'm so bad at Skype. Let's see. Let me save it. Okay. So, yeah, man. People were just, okay, so you just sent me a picture. You have to post that on the site, dude. You gotta post that on the site. Somebody tweeted, I'm the first person in the world to get my hands on a new Xbox One. And he says, jealous. And he has a VCR. Xbox controller. That is hilarious, because that's pretty much what it looks like, right? Like, the hardware doesn't really look... None of it is impressive to me. Like, it looks all... It looks... I don't know, dude. Like, somebody's dad designed it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, it does, to, in my humble opinion, it doesn't look sexy. It's not like...
Hell no.
There's no hot gadget lust going on about it. It looks like a cable box. It looks like a cross between a cable box and an old school DVD player. Blu-ray, you know, not even Blu-ray, DVD player. Yeah, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. Of course, you know, I'm not feeling the Kinect, because I'm just not feeling the Kinect. There's nothing about that that I don't really care about. I don't want to put another thing in my living room to, you know, I'm just not into that Kinect shit. And it's funny, because I was like listening to the chat, or reading the chat going on during the stream, which is hilarious. And one person said, you know what, this Kinect thing could be some bull, because what if, you know, they've marketed towards families, but what if you're playing a game and your family member comes in the room and says, TV on, and you're playing the game, and it just switches to TV, and you're like, yo, I'm screwed, you know what I mean? Like, you could totally get screwed over by family members that way, you know? And I thought that was hilarious. But, and that's kind of was the tone of the chat, right? It was a lot of people, in my opinion, that I saw tearing it apart. And it wasn't that whole, like, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow. So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of confirmed my suspicions that the Xbox One is not a games console.
Right.
It's an entertainment system. It's an entertainment box. It's not a games console. I mean...
Yeah, they did... Yeah.
I think... I mean, obviously, E3 is round the corner, so the games will come then, but hopefully. But, yeah, it was just like the games just took a backseat right now at this reveal, which I think was a bad move. To be honest, considering, you know, first and foremost, the people who are going to buy an Xbox are people who want to play games, you know. So, whereas Sony was catering towards people who want to play games and focusing on games, Microsoft are concentrating on TV and movies and sports and all this bullshit, and they forgot about the games.
Yeah, they did, definitely, you're right. They definitely spent twice as much time, at least, talking about cable and TV services. And I don't even have cable, so I am definitely not planning to get cable anytime soon, unless I get a job for a cable network. So I'm like, unless I end up working in the industry, you know, there's no way I'm going to get cable, because I'm just not interested. So unless I, you know, end up working for TV or something like that, like... I have no interest in it, you know. Like, I'm totally looking forward to, and I love watching stuff on Hulu, you know. Like, I like watching, you know, HBO Go, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, I have, you know, a friend that gave me access to their account, and so I get to watch that stuff and everything else, dude. I'll just watch it either on Netflix or Hulu after, you know, the season or whatever. Like, I don't really care about cable, and I don't really watch sports like that, so personally there's no appeal, you know. None of the TV stuff really appeals to me. So for me it was a big snooze fest, and the big announcements that they had, you know, in terms of the TV functionality, just didn't apply to me at all. It was like, okay, I'm not interested in any of that stuff. And I think, you know, in contrast to Sony, where they spend a lot of time talking about the social aspect of gaming and, you know, how their OS, the new, you know, system is going to work with friends and showing you the games and showing you the capture and showing you that stuff, I felt like it was more innovative and new. Like, I felt like the dashboard that we're gonna get is really what we have now, which I'm not happy with anyway. So it looked exactly the same, pretty much, and I don't even like it now on Xbox. So, I don't know. That was kind of what I was looking at. I didn't, you know, I'm not a big Call of Duty fan, so that wasn't a big deal. That was probably the biggest game that they showed, right?
Yeah.
Didn't impress me at all, of course, you know. Like, I'm like, okay, well, let's see how it's going to look, right? You know, I don't know. I mean, they didn't show, I mean, so, okay, but I'm skipping ahead. So, TV stuff, I was just kind of like, man, I don't know. I just didn't even, I didn't even really feel the energy of the presentation. Like, it didn't seem like they had that energy, you know. I don't know. It just didn't seem like a event, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It felt like they walked up, gave their speeches, and walked off. It didn't feel like, oh shit, what's next? Oh shit, what's next? You know what I mean?
Exactly. There was no kind of oh shit moment.
Nah, there was none. There was absolutely none.
It was like, okay, right. Let's move on.
They didn't talk about... What didn't they talk about? They didn't talk about the always online stuff. They didn't talk about any new features. They didn't really talk about new features, right? Really? Because they didn't really say... They said, yo, your Xbox Live account will get transferred over, right? But they didn't really say... How? Right? They didn't really say, like, okay, so what's new in this new OS that you don't have? They said they had thousands of servers now, hundreds of thousands or whatever the hell, but... Or did I miss that?
No, they said that, and... I don't know, man. It was just so... underwhelming. But I think you're definitely right. In terms of, like, new features and everything, it was just like, well... You know, all this Kinect bullshit. I mean,
they did go into that. Yeah,
I must admit, one of the things that I liked about the OS and everything is the multitasking. I think that's definitely going to be a benefit and something that's useful.
Yeah,
you know, so could be playing Street Fighter or something, and you could have like the sidebar showing up combos or some shit. You know,
right.
That could be interesting, or playing a game whilst having a Skype conversation, you know.
Right.
That's going to be good. Things like that, but, you know, it's not really, like you say, it's not really innovative. It just comes with the territory of having better hardware.
Right, exactly. And a lot of that stuff I think I can do anyway. So, like, for example, I was thinking, like, okay, so they showed... You know, the person playing a movie and then saying, oh, I want to buy Star Trek tickets now. But I'm like, dude, I do that on my phone or my iPad. Like, so if I'm watching a movie on TV, I can pull out my phone and buy tickets or pull out an iPad and buy tickets. Like, I don't need to do it on the main screen. You know what I mean? And honestly, I'm probably more likely to not want it on the main screen, you know? I mean, I don't really like surfing the web on the main screen, because if you have to log into stuff, I don't want people seeing my login, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm more of a private web surfer than all of any of that stuff. Like, I don't really surf the web on a living room TV, and I don't really. It's not something I'm really looking forward to. You know, that's why I have a tablet. So, you know, I mean, I do think there's a future in the smart glass stuff, because I've been using that pretty heavily for the past, I would say, few weeks, watching Game of Thrones and other stuff on HBO Go. But it's really, like, I don't know if I ever really got into that, but it's really sluggish. Like, right now, some swipes aren't recognized. Like, it needs a lot of work, and it's laggy, so I'm sure that the extra horsepower will fix the lagginess, but, you know, it definitely needs help. But it's definitely cool to be able to pull out your tablet and just, like, use it as a remote. It's really cool. Or your phone. So, that is pretty cool, definitely. That's definitely cool. So, smart glass is definitely something that, I guess they're running that now as a way to get that feedback for the new system, you know? So, that was cool. And, you know, Sony could always do that. I mean, you could do smart glass without... There's apps that you could, you know, do that with your PC and all of that stuff. So, I don't know, you know, whatever. I don't think that's a system seller, you know, feature or whatever. So in terms of the hardware, they have, I'll just run through it. It's an AMD chip that has an 8-core CPU, a GPU tailored for DirectX 11.1 graphics, and 32 megabytes of high bandwidth embedded SRAM memory. The 28 mm chip will consume around 100 watts, which is slightly higher than the current Xbox Slim and PS3, but Microsoft promises noise from the cooling fans will be 4 times quieter. So in terms of memory, Sony has 8 gigabytes of DDR5 RAM, and Xbox will have 8 gigabytes of DDR3. So
what's the difference between them?
So yeah, I was looking that up, and the difference is apparently the DDR5 RAM can push over twice as much data, so it has it has a higher bandwidth of information that can be pushed to the memory back and forth. So it's seeming as though, although they're both 8 gigabytes, DDR5 will be able to push a lot more, a lot quicker. So think about that in terms of pop-in, you know what I mean? So for loading textures and loading whatever, you won't really, it probably would be a lot quicker to pull data from memory, to read data and stuff like that. So there is a huge difference there. And that's probably why they didn't say what kind of RAM, they just said 8 gigabytes. So it's supporting 1080p and 4K, which is the next level of displays, right, that we'll have probably in like 5 years. 4K is like ridiculous resolution. And then it'll also have 7.1 surround. It says Kinect will have a 250,000 pixel infrared depth sensor and a 720p webcam, which is awesome.
A 720, I heard it was a 1080 that can record at 30 frames.
This says 720, and I'm reading this off of Engadget, so I don't know. It says, in terms of storage, it'll have a 500 gigabyte hard drive of unknown speed, plus a Blu-ray DVD combo drive that will be used as little as possible. It says, they're told that disc-based games will be ripped to the HDD automatically, and I guess that leads into what you were posting on BrooklynKing.com about the used game situation. So what is that? What was that again?
Basically, if you try to play a used game on the system, it's going to require an activation fee. So I'm guessing each disc is going to have some sort of a unique code. So when it gets ripped onto the system, that code is deemed as then used. So if it's then played on another system, you have to pay a fee in order to play that game on another system. So that's their way of combating the used game market, I guess.
Right. So it's the same thing. It's basically worse than online codes, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so damn, yeah, that's gonna be.
Yeah,
fucked.
Because the online pass, you could buy the game and play it offline, but then obviously pay to play online. But this, you have to pay a fee to play the game.
It's so right. The disc is just a disc.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. I heard that was denied, though. What's the official word on that? I've heard both things. Is that confirmed? That's not confirmed, though, is it?
I don't think that's confirmed. The last thing I read, I heard it was confirmed, but then I don't know.
Let's go with
that. Rumors are floating about.
Yeah, that's the rumor, is not a confirmation, dude. The rumor's a rumor. Let's see. Oh, now I'm looking it up. Well, anyway, you'll just look on Brooklyn King on the Xbox One reveal thread, and we'll post it up, whatever we figure out. So it has a 500 gigabyte hard drive. We don't know.
Which is sucks, basically.
Is it? I mean, it depends. Well, if everything has to be ripped to the hard drive, it's gonna suck ass.
Exactly. I mean, and obviously, you know, how much is that 500 gigabyte going to be taken away through like the use of the OS and everything? You know,
yeah, and
as always, a 500 gigabyte hard drive, you don't get 500 gigabytes.
Right, and also, can you use any hard drive, which you won't, right? Because that was one of the things that's screwing me up right now about the current Xbox is that the hard drive prices are ridiculous, dude. Like,
yeah,
for even a 128 gigabyte, like, it's like $100. Like, I spent like $100 on a 500 gigabyte drive for my PS3. So there's no way I'm going to spend that for 128 gigabyte or whatever the hell it is. So they are doing you know what? Xbox did the same thing that Sony did with the Vita, you know? Have ridiculous prices for their disk space and stuff like that, memory. So 500 gigabyte is kind of it's gonna be okay to start, but it's gonna be something that you're gonna have to upgrade with the way they have their shit set up. So, you know, if it's ripped to the HDD automatically, yes, you're gonna need more. So that's gonna be something to look at. So it says it's gonna have HDMI 1.4 output and pass through. So HDMI 1.4 is pretty much what you need for 3D right now. So if you're getting a new HDMI receiver, definitely make sure it's 1.4. I think there's 1.3b maybe even that supports 3D, but you really want to get 1.4. any HDMI devices that you're buying, try to get like a TV or anything like that. Or mostly when you're looking at receivers, you want to get the highest, because by the time, you know, receivers last a while and you want to make sure that you could like connect your stuff to it. Or you're doing like a HDMI splitter or stuff like that. So it has output and pass through. So pass through would be like for the if you want to plug in your cable box to it, right? You plug your cable box in, and then the HDMI for output, 1.4 output, is to your TV. So you plug your cable box into the Xbox, and then you plug your TV. You plug your Xbox out to the TV. It says it has a few USB 3.0 ports, gigabit Ethernet, plus three separate 802.11n radios to allow the console to communicate with its controller over a form of Wi-Fi Direct. So the controllers are using N wireless right now. So it's going to be able to, you know, it says three, so it's probably going to be able to connect to probably one for each controller, one of two, and then probably the third for the another device or something, so a tablet or something. So it says at other times those two radios could be used to maintain a stronger Wi-Fi connection. So I guess if you're only using one controller, it can bundle the two signals to make one super one. That's kind of cool. And that's all that they have here in terms of what it has. Let me see what else I can pull up. That seems like pretty much that's pretty much the deals. It says hands on with the Kinect stuff, so I think your picture that you posted with the VHS system just kind of goes to show the pretty much the feeling about the design not being very sexy. But
I mean, as soon as I saw it, I thought that shit looks like an old VCR player.
Yo, it's not that's because they're not about games, dude. Like, they're so not about games. The controller looks cool though. I don't know about the recessed D-pad. That looks kind of stupid. But they always fuck the D-pad up, though. Why do they always fuck up the D-pad? You know, I was never a big fan of the jelly buttons. But it looks fine. Like, the controller looks cool. I can dig it. I just don't think that D-pad is going to be cool while it's so recessed. They always downplay the D-pad, I think. And I think Sony's been the opposite with playing up the D-pad on their system. So I think the old school gamer in me loves the that stuff. Game player. Yeah, man. I don't know what else. What else to say?
Apparently, it's not going to be backwards compatible with 360 discs and Xbox Live Arcade purchases, which is a bit of a...
Oh, say that again?
It's not going to be backwards compatible with either 360 discs or Xbox Live Arcade games.
That is so crazy. And you know what? You think it's... I'm thinking it's a licensing thing, you know? I think it's a licensing issue. I mean, because it's the architecture can't be that different, you know?
Mm.
I mean, they're still using that PC type of architecture. It has to be licensing. It has to be. You know, but how did PS1 get away with that for the PS2, right? Because yeah. PS1 games worked on PS2. I don't know, man. I don't get it. I don't get why they would do that. That would have been such the big, you know, that would have been huge for them. That was the one thing that people were counting on them spanking Sony on, you know, was all of your Xbox Live games and your games working on their system, because that was the gimme. That was the gimme for them not using a cell, right? That was the whole, like, stuff that Sony couldn't do. Sony couldn't if they wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
Because of the cell, going from cell to x86. They'd have to emulate it, and that would be horrible. So the fact that they didn't do that is mind-boggling to me. It just is. It has to be a legal issue. It has to be a issue about the way they had did their contracts or something that you know, they'd have to pay out a bunch of money or something. So that's kind of, I don't know, maybe at E3 they're gonna announce that, maybe, you know. So maybe that's not, they said that it's not gonna be compatible, so maybe that's not, so damn, that says it all. That's just so stupid, dude. Like, that's a blown opportunity. You know, that's like getting pitched a ball straight down the middle and them just saying, I'm not gonna swing at that, you know? Like, what the fuck, dude? You know?
Nice analogy.
Seriously, take the money. So, I'm just like, wow, you know, the things that I thought they were gonna kill it with. So I, at this point, I'm not really seeing the benefit in buying it. Like, it's not on my list. It's not on my list of things I'm gonna buy this fall. Like, I'm still considering a Wii U over this because of Bayonetta, and I know that Nintendo's gonna come drop a Mario 3D ridiculous game this winter, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm gonna buy that shit, you know? Like,
and plus the Wii U's are just dropping in price all over the place,
yeah,
at the moment.
They just dropped $50 more. They're like $199 now in the store. It's crazy. So, but I'm like,
yeah, man, I think the whole thing was just completely underwhelming. Really, really was. And I mean, they did say that, you know, for the first 12 months after the launch, they're going to have 15 exclusive titles, but, you know, how many of them are actually going to be, like, real big retail titles, and how many of them are actually just going to be, you know, more of the indie ones?
Wait, so did they say launch? They said by launch?
No, over the first 12 months from the launch, they'll have 15 exclusive titles.
Oh, that ain't saying shit.
I know, but you know what? One thing that they need to build on this time around, though, is those exclusives. But you know, try and get some big new IPs out there. You know, not focus more on the indie ones. You know, but we'll see how that one goes. I'm just pissed about the whole Alan Wake thing. I'm really, really not happy. I mean, as soon as I saw Remedy's logo, like, go up on that screen, I was getting hyped. I was like, this is it. Here's Alan Wake 2, because, you know, they were talking about, you know, characters, storytelling and all this. I thought, this is the big moment.
Nope. So when they said Remedy, I was like, hold up, did they do Alan Wake? Yeah, they did Alan Wake, and they totally didn't went another direction.
I was pissed. I was like,
damn, I was like, really, dude? Scat is somewhere crying in the car.
I was pissed. Because they said they have replied to about that announcement and the fact Alan Wake wasn't revealed, and they just said, you know, they're gonna announce a new Alan Wake game when the time is right. They'll go back to it when the time is right. And then they said more on this tomorrow. Is what Eurogamer have been reporting. Remedy's next big game won't be Alan Wake 2. What was the guy's name? Something Lake, Sam Lake, who works at Remedy. He's the creative director. He said Remedy's next big game won't be Alan Wake 2. We'll return to Wake when the time is right. More on this tomorrow. So I don't know what that means. If it's just not yet, but it is in development and it will be somewhere down the line, but you know, we'll see. But it looks like no Alan Wake for me.
I don't know, dude. I mean, you know what they're gonna say. Halo 5, they're gonna say, or Halo 4, whatever. Master Chief's Revenge. right. They're gonna say, of course they did Forza. What was hilarious about Forza was how they tried to own and definitely trolled at the very least Gran Turismo by saying it's been for the past 10 years the highest rated racing game for any platform. I thought that was a really good stab at Sony because it was an awesome statistic. I mean, it is the highest rated racing game, right? For 10 years straight. Like, that's crazy. And
yeah, but still, what they show them fucking sucked. I mean, the whole thing with this event and the games they did show, where was the gameplay?
Yeah, they didn't show any gameplay, and they
literally nothing.
The footage they did show was like every other car trailer footage, right?
Yeah.
Let's show the dash. Let's show the outside. Let's show the track. It's like cookie cutter.
Let's show the light through the trees.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, people love Forza, and that's probably going to be a good thing. They didn't say whether your existing wheels and controllers will work with this new thing. So, that's been one of my concerns has been with, you know, my arcade joysticks and my, like, you know, steering wheels and all that stuff that I've already accumulated. Like, shit, do I just throw this shit out, you know, or put it in a trunk or pack it in a box and put it under some shit, you know, like, what's the deal? How is that gonna shake out? I mean, I know with Sony they said the Move controllers will work. Did they ever say whether the DualShocks will work with the PS4?
I don't think so.
They never mentioned that. Or that they definitely didn't mention whether the GTA wheel will work with the PS4. Like, there's all these questions, right? Like, will your Xbox joysticks work with your your Xbox One? Like, I have Xbox joysticks and I want to know if they'll work, you know, like, what's the deal, you know? And but the backwards compatibility with the accessories, that's, as a fighting game player, liker, lover, I want to know, you know, because, like, that's a lot of equipment to have to get new custom sticks made and shit. Like, I'm not looking forward to that, you know? Or whatever. So, those are, like, I felt like they didn't get into a lot of details, and I think that is always a bad sign to me, you know? Because I think there's always a lot of details they do get into that never pan out, so, you know, they always make all these promises that they don't ever, that doesn't ever come out the way they say. Like, when they say stuff like, this experience, you'll instantly, you know, you press the button and instantly you'll see this. Like, okay, for example, when they were talking about TV and they were saying, yeah, so when you say, you know, search something and the search thing pops up, like, that never really works the way they say it's gonna work. You know, like, like, the voice commands and all that stuff that they do in their presentation, when you get it home, it doesn't work like that. We all know that. there's always that lag or that delay or whatever, and you know,
it doesn't recognize
your voice, and you have to say it three times for it to work. And then the person that you're trying to impress looks at you like you're fucking stupid. And you're like, I swear that shit worked first time earlier today. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
That's so true.
So I'm just kind of like, all of the stuff they did say that's not going to work right. Imagine the stuff that they didn't talk about for whatever reason. So, I don't know, man. Not impressed. You know, they could turn it around though, so I wouldn't count them out. You know what I mean? I wouldn't count them out, because this E3 is still E3. They still have another press conference, and in what, 2 weeks maybe? Or something like that. 19 days. So we'll see.
I mean, it's like, what are they possibly gonna bring out at E3 though? That's just something that
Halo.
Yeah, Halo, Gears of War.
Gears.
I mean, it's like, ugh.
Some Kinect shit. Kinect, Dance Central.
Showing off the Kinect.
Dance Central,
I mean,
with new moves.
I mean, I'm banking on them showing off some brand new IPs at E3. You know, some brand new exclusive IPs. You know, just something that makes me want to buy this system. Just something that I say, that's why I need to own this system. I mean, shit, Sony already has that. You know?
Yeah.
They already have it with the PS4. I want the PS4, like, right now. I'm hyped for the PS4. I ain't so hyped about it. But like you say, E3 is just around the corner. They've both got press conferences, but, you know, Uncharted 4 could be announced.
I know, of course it's going to be announced.
You know,
it's either going to be Uncharted 4 for PS4, which would be an awesome tie-in, or it's going to be Uncharted for Vita.
Mm.
It's going to be one of the two. And if they really want to hit people in the head, it'll be for both. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be two parts of the same game. You know, like, one is a prologue and one is the main game or some shit like that. Kind of like what Assassin's Creed tried to do.
Oh, yeah.
But it's either going to be God of War on... I could see a God of War or a Uncharted coming to Vita. One of the two. Or Infamous. I think one of those three franchises is going to be hitting Vita this E3.
One of them franchises have got to hit Vita.
Yeah.
I think we already know Uncharted can do it, but let's get Infamous on there.
Right.
And how good that God of War stage looked on a PlayStation All-Stars, it just made me want a God of War game, you know? So... you know, it's going to be interesting, but like you say, you know, can't count Microsoft out right now. I mean, they had an hour to try and impress people. I don't think they achieved that, really. So they've got another chance at E3. But I think in terms of the actual reveals of these consoles, I think Sony, you know, got that shit locked.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And they didn't even show the box.
They didn't even show the shit.
They didn't even show the box, dude. They didn't even show the box. They showed specs and a controller and some footage and said, bam.
But like, the first thing that Microsoft showed was the console and the controller in that little trailer thing.
Yeah.
You know? And then everyone was like,
it wasn't
shit.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Big old VCR.
It wasn't, there's nothing, it wasn't sexy. It looked like something at your grandma's house. I don't know.
Exactly, because you got like the big VCR box, and then you've got the big ass camera on top of it. It's like, come on, dude.
Yeah, that shit is hilarious.
What's that?
I don't know. What did we miss? What did we miss out of the whole thing? I don't know, man. I just think that they didn't turn around. They didn't do the job that they should have done. Like, based on the comments in the stream, were mostly negative, and people were just like, WTF. I just, you know, I think Sony still has their momentum, dude. I think Sony can really bring it back to the PS2 with this new generation coming into this holiday season. They really can. All they have to do is deliver what they've started, like, continue. And Microsoft can... I don't think that they're moving in the right direction. Well, they're not moving in the direction that I'm interested in. So, yeah, as they continue down that road, I'm gonna have to, like, say good luck. You know what I mean? Personally. Because I'm not into that. I'm not into TV. I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I watch on-demand video, and I'm not gonna pay Comcast, you know, or whoever. Sky, I guess, for you guys, or whoever. I'm just not going to subscribe to that stuff. So that those all that stuff that they're putting their weight behind is not relevant to me and my interests.
Exactly. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm happy with just Netflix. Obviously, that suits me down to a T. You know, I don't need all that other shit on top of it. You know, because to me, honestly, when they'll be showing off that interface and everything, it just looked complicated.
It looked just like what we've had. Like,
it looked like what we had, and it just looked complicated to do it. I mean, I don't want to be talking to the fucking machine all day. You know, do you know how stupid that looks? Like, people outside my bedroom, and they just hear me randomly talking to a machine. You know? Xbox, do this. It's like, wow.
Xbox.
That ain't cool to me.
Xbox, juggle my nuts.
You know, I mean, fair enough, you know, they want to try and get rid of the use of controllers and remotes and all this shit, but I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just... they've not found that wow factor for me at the moment. It's definitely not got that wow factor.
Yeah, I'm definitely no closer to buying one than I was before this.
But, you know, it's like you say, Sony have got momentum at the moment, but Sony could fuck all that up at E3.
Totally fuck it up.
Totally fuck it up, and Microsoft could come out of that shit singing. Especially if the price point...
Okay, yep, that's exactly what I was about to say. What would be those things that could fuck it up? Price point is a big one. So if Sony came and said $599, I'm like, whoa. Word on the street is they're gonna do $399, Sony. But yeah, price definitely could.
I think the actual release of the console may be a big factor, because, you know, Microsoft come out said the Xbox One gonna be available worldwide later this year. Whereas already it's rumored that, you know, the PS4 might get a North American and Japanese release this year, Europe delayed, you know, and Europe is like one of Sony's biggest markets. So, you know, that could come back to bite them in the ass, because whilst everyone's waiting for a PS4, they might buy the Xbox One instead, you know. So I think that could be one way that they fuck it up a bit with release dates. Definitely the price point.
Price point is big, man.
And also, definitely with the whole social aspect to it and the sharing thing. You know, if there's limits on recording times, limits to what you can do, limits to streaming, everything like that. I mean, there's definitely going to be a fuck up along the way by somebody, which everyone's just going to be like face palming. So, yeah, I think overall it wasn't a very good showing by Microsoft, really, and it confirmed a lot of what I was expecting. I mean, the only thing. Other than the Alan Wake, hoping for Alan Wake, I was looking forward to seeing FIFA. And that shit was just a fucking CG trailer, and I was like, what the fuck? You know, why hype up the whole Xbox reveal and, oh, we're going to get our first glimpses of FIFA 14. And then it's a CG trailer. A CG trailer don't mean shit.
So...
It's nothing.
I'm in a predicament right now because my Xbox Live ends June 3rd or something like that. So this was a really big thing for me. Like, this event for me was my going to be determining whether I'm not to, you know, extend that subscription or not.
Mm.
And I don't really think I'm going to, because honestly, if I think about what's going to happen, right, if I'm not going to buy a Xbox at launch, which I'm not going to do at this time, then what's the point in me paying for 6 months or 12 months of a service that by the end of summer I'm not going to be able, like, it's going to be all fragmented, right? Because you're going to have, like, people on the next Xbox and a lot of people who are going to be, it's not going to be, it's even going to be even less people online than there is now.
Mm.
So it's not going to be fun for me, you know what I mean? And I only play Halo online on 360 now anyway, so really the only two things I do online on 360 is play Halo 4 rarely, and I play and I watch HBO Go. And HBO Go requires a gold, which is stupid, because I can just, like, put it in a browser and I can display my computer in my living room and do that for free. So the HBO thing is a non-issue, you know what I mean? So as far as me just spending $60 to play Halo, fuck that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna just spend that $60 on a new game.
Yeah.
And call it a day. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens. Like, but that's just kind of how it's going to go down, really.
Yeah, I've got absolutely no interest in renewing my Xbox Live at the
moment. How do you set it so that you don't auto-renew? Can I do that on Xbox.com?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I remember there was, like, a really big problem. Oh, Xbox.com is down right now. Oh, it's back up. It said unavailable.
Site.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm doing it right as we speak.
Yo, talking the fucking automatic renewal. Amazon Prime took £49 out of my account without me even knowing. I completely forgot that I booked onto the you know, the free trial.
Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot I had it, and then I was looking at my bank account and I thought, hold up, some money gone out here, where the shit has that gone? So I looked at my statement and it said Amazon Prime, £49. I'm like, wow, completely forgot to cancel that automatic renewal.
I keep mine renewing, that shit is awesome.
Well, I've got it for a whole year now, so, you know. Because I ain't got to get my money back on that shit, so I've got Amazon Prime for the next year, which is cool, I guess, for Blu-rays and shit like that.
Yeah, man. And all of this free stream, the streaming. Like, for me, using that to stream, I don't know how it is in the UK, but the content on there is cool. Like, I like some of those shows, you know, that you can watch on there, and movies and stuff. To me, I think of the video access is as good as the free shipping, the free second day shipping to me, you know?
Mm.
So if you know, haven't been checking into that, definitely do that, because it's, like, really great. I can't remember my password. I just reset it the other day. Ugh. Password for my Microsoft account. Some bullshit. Ugh. So yeah, man. I don't know. So that is what it is. I guess we'll see how the industry reacts to it. And you know, I just personally not impressed. So I don't know. Shouldn't want to wrap up the podcast? Anything else that we forgot to talk about before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. Have you been playing anything new?
That's a good question. I've been playing nothing new. I started playing Dark Souls, and on PC it looks so awesome on PC after you like implement the fix that they have. There's a called DS fix or something that allows it to be rendered at 1080p, because I think the PC version automatically renders at 720, but then there's this fix you can do that's really easy. You dump a bunch of files in the folder on your PC and it does it automatically, and you could just set it. I realized, you know what, I was really playing the game and I was kind of a little bit upset about like the fact that it's easy to, like, the game doesn't show you what to do, like there's no guidance at all. And then I thought about it and I was like, I had this whole argument with myself about whether or not that was hypocritical of me to feel that way and condemn that game, because it's a game that you have to put in the time to get out the fun out of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, Wipeout is a very similar type of game, right? Like, Wipeout is not really a game where you can just play it and the fun is not instantaneous. You literally have to learn the tracks and you literally have to learn the ships. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? Like, if you don't have a feel of how a ship turns and moves, like the speed and the handling, then navigating around the tracks is gonna, and then knowing the tracks to know, anticipate the turns and taking the turns, like without that prior knowledge, you can't have the kind of fun that you have when you know that stuff. So like, you know what I mean? The best feeling in Wipeout is when you are zooming, when you have that run. It may be 10 seconds, it may be 20 seconds, it may be 30 seconds, it may be 5 seconds. But when you have that run of hitting the turn perfectly, hitting the next turn perfectly, zooming past perfectly, shooting someone, you know, like when you have that little rally, and it, a lot of that has to do with an advanced knowledge of when to turn, what's coming up, you know what I mean? Like, you can't really, you have to trial and error that too, right? You have to kind of like do it and fuck up and learn it and feel it out. And I was like, damn, well, I can't really sit here and say, yo, Wipeout is this awesome super game, and then shit on Dark Souls for the same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, oh, okay, then maybe, you know, I shouldn't be so hard on that game, because it's those same kinds of trial and error concepts at play with that. So I don't know.
Game is amazing. Yeah, it's like, once it clicks, once that game clicks for you, it's so good. It's so good.
Right, and that's exactly the way I describe Wipeout, right? Like, once it clicks and you have a feel of the ship and the physics, like once you get the physics of the game, then you know what I mean? It's like the Matrix, you know what I mean? Kind of thing. When you like get a speed class, like if you say, yo, I'm racing Rapier and like it doesn't seem fast. It's fast, right? But it doesn't seem insurmountable to me, and I can zoom through Rapier and have rallies. It's the same, even the words you're using to describe it is so similar that using that as that thread for me to like understand the rape of that game makes sense. So I'm gonna give it another shot. I'm gonna watch some of those videos that Mad Dragon has and then fuck with it. I've been playing Wipeout again, as you know, on PS Vita, the 2048. And getting good at it. We're trying to get good at it. And it was a lot of shit in it that I hadn't unlocked, and a lot of stuff that I hadn't really done yet, completed. Like, I beat the campaign, quote-unquote, but, like, I hadn't really got all the trophies by getting all the elite passes. I hadn't did a lot of the speed laps and stuff like that that allow you to... Like, the speed laps are kind of cool because it has the C level, the B class, and the A plus. So, like, you can kind of, like, pick a track that you're bad at and then run it on the various speeds, bumping it up faster as you, like, learn it. Like, that's kind of how you have to play Wipeout. Like, you pick a track, go on the slowest speed, play it a couple, like, you know, run those laps until you're, like, basically not hitting the walls at all, and then you bump it up a speed, and then you bump it up a speed, and then before you know it, like, it's just a breeze to you, kind of thing. So I've been, like, running that and really enjoying that game, and then playing Ninja Gaiden 2 on Vita, been playing some Blaze Blue. What else have I been playing? I've been playing random shit. Bayonetta, some old stuff. Been playing a lot of old stuff. Some shooters. Oh, you know what I did bought? I bought Dodonpachi HD for iPad and iOS. And I just wanted to I have it for Xbox. I imported it. It's like the UK version or whatever. And I really liked the game, and I was just like, damn, why don't they bring this to Vita? I was kind of like, you know, a little like on that shit. And I was like, I had like $9 in my account from Apple that I got from a gift card a while back. And I was like, ah, let me just put in an extra $3 and get it. And it plays so great on iOS. Like, it plays really good. Like, those cave games on iOS play really good. And it has the aspect ratio, you know? Like, holding an iPad vertically is awesome for it. So I would highly recommend that. And then also, like, if you get the HD one and you have an iPhone 4 or better, like, it works for your phone and it works for your tablet. So you can use the phone version and you can use the tablet version. So you can, you know, use the same purchase on both devices, basically. So if I'm, like, stuck somewhere and I have my iPhone, I could just start playing that. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty dope. And it has great audio. So I think that was a pretty good clutch. I don't have any other systems. Cave, like, to play a cave game is pretty fucking sick, I think, you know, to pull out of your pocket. So I'm pretty, that was, I was playing that, and yeah, I don't know, that's pretty much what I've been getting with. Some Metal Gear Rising, been playing that too. I'm on the last boss or whatever, on my hard playthrough. And that game is pretty short. This game is pretty short.
Yeah.
And
kind of.
Yeah, and that's coming to PC too. So I'm definitely going to, of course, buy that again on PC. And I'm hoping they come out with more games on PC. So that was a big announcement when Platinum Games said that they were going to bring out... Konami, I think, is going to do the port of Rising to PC. And... you know, looking forward to that. Definitely gonna buy that. Whatever. Maybe I'm not gonna buy it day one though, because you know how that goes with these things. Like, they still haven't even patched that little hiccup bug in Bioshock Infinite yet. So, PC, like anything else, you know, like, just wait. You know, like, if you don't be in a rush to buy stuff, like, Max Payne 3 is like $9 right now. I saw it for $6. Like, it's like so cheap. It's like, you might as well just wait and buy it. I think I'm, you know, there's all these cheap games that you could buy, so. Yeah, that's all I've been playing.
To be honest, I've not really played anything new. I've been having some fun with Luigi's Mansion on the 3DS. Really good game. Really enjoying the shit out of that. I did play the Resident Evil Revelations demo for consoles.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it doesn't look amazing, you know. Obviously, because it is a 3DS game, really. But, You know, it's enjoyable. I'll probably pick it up for consoles. I played the Wii U version first. Didn't really like how it controlled on the Wii U with that big-ass gamepad, to be honest. So I played it on Wii U, wasn't really feeling it. Then I played it on PS3 and enjoyed it a lot more, just because I'm more comfortable with that controller. So I'll probably be picking that up sometime soon. I was playing Dragon's Dogma earlier on this week, and I recorded like so much gameplay for you to have a look at, and I'd done the commentary over it and everything, and then it just all fucked up, and I lost all the footage.
What?
I was pissed. Well, I've been having like major problems with me PVR and my laptop at the moment, so it recorded all the footage, but it didn't record the audio. It didn't record the game audio for some reason.
Oh shit!
It was very, very strange. I don't know why, but I'm having problems with that. But I'm looking to get a new laptop this weekend, hopefully. Which is just so much better than the one I've got at the moment with an i7 processor and everything. So,
And RAM. Add some RAM to it. You're going to need RAM too.
Well, it comes with 8 GB of RAM.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So, in fact, I was going to send you the link to this laptop to see what you think.
Yeah, make sure you get a 64, not a 32, but a 64. You know what I mean? OS.
Because
32 is done. You don't even get... You need a 64-bit operating system to use all the RAM. So don't even bother with a 32-bit OS.
Well, I'll send you the link to it and let you have a look and see what you think. Because you'll probably be able to find the information about it better than I could.
I hate it already.
So, yeah, other than that, what else have I been playing? Let me think. I think that's about it.
Alright. So, guess that's it. That's the show for today, man. You know, we'll just definitely keep up with, you know, the road to E3 and, you know, as we learn new stuff, check the thread on brooklynking.com and post and join us, and all that good stuff, and we will be back with more of what we bring you, which is the stuff we bring you. Peace.
Peace.
That's only because it's mad real in Bucktown. It gets mad deep in the streets when you got to watch your back for beasts and the means if in your peace.
I step to my business, stand strong on my own too. Yeah. Do what I have to do to get true. If you're for real, then you know the deal. I do or die.
And I never ran, never will.
They break sneaks upon my camp once more. Niggas drowning in blackness stretched on the floor. Breakfast is served a killer dealer from the sky. Oh boy, I go heaven, but no boy, I want to die. Watch that thin line. Enough rap and reality. Get yourself hurt, even cause fatal casualties. See, let me explain. This ain't no game. The words you talk can have you coming right about your frame. You understand where I'm coming from, Slim? Fuck down to state of mind that I'm trapped in. If you wanna see me, pass some sense. Keep your actions real, everything could be a re. Wicked minded youth, then my lick off a shot. Cause the roots fill around my way to get hot. Had to relocate, update with my inner. Build and destroy when I step in the center. I decipher in the night. Who rolled tight? Who can't flick? No doubt that's right. Now you're singing a sad hymn, asking me to stop them from throwing away your sloppy double-tended husband. Mr. Ripper, I got lyrics out the Thames. Hurt the pride so bad, make you never talk again. And you call yourself a man. I cram to understand. Never step into your business unless you got a clan.
I walk around town with the pounds wrapped down. That's only because it's mad real in Bucktown. It gets mad deep in the streets when you got to watch your back for beats and the means in your peace.
I step to my business, stand strong on my own too.
do what I have to do to get true. If you're for real, then you know the deal.
I do or die,
and I never ran, never
when I come
will.
Around the block, I give mad love to the heads that I know, while the heads that I don't know watch as I step to my business. They witness me constantly building with my family. Jealousy makes them enemies. So when them nines step, correct me in my tech for the entity. Individuals who choose to use life for granted, what you gonna do when it's demanded? When your boys leave you stranded in the midst of a battle, when you get that ass shattered at your own risk. I hope y'all niggas get it right this time, cause in this life of mine I'm going out for crime, and I believe you got to take what you want to achieve. Some do have tricks up them sleeve,
but we
crack down on the whack found background. Bucktown, get down if you're with the now, cause what's happening, there's a whole lot of flapping. But watch what'll happen when we bring gun clappers in. Boot camp organized in the streets, in the industry on the rise with my peeps. But don't sleep, cause you only manage to gain a mental block on your brain over Glock to your frame. Basic training, boot camp, don't let shit slide, so we be ready for what be on the brick side.
I walk around town with my pound strapped down. That's only because it's mad real in Bucktown. It gets mad deep in the streets when you gotta watch your back for the beast, enemies, even your peeps.
I step to my business, stand strong on my own too. Do what I have to do to get through. If you for real and you know the deal,
I do or die,
and I never ran, never will.
Straight like that, beat minus for your crumbs. Yeah. Better recognize that's the only way to last. Yeah. Yo, I'm black out my mind in this shit.